Dave Moore on Today FM.
Oh, Dave, hi.
What a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, honestly, it's thrilling to talk to you, Dave. I'm honestly so honoured. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And congratulations on yet another iconic role in your glittering career, Grandmama Frump.
Dave, do you think it's something in me? Because I see myself as an amiable older woman and all the people I'm cast as are absolute bitches. What's happening?
It's a nasty granny. It's a wicked aunt. It's a stepmother. So I think this is terrible typecasting.
I know, isn't it thrilling? I mean, I do thank Patsy for a lot of this because I think there was this particular streak of Patsy that suddenly sparked up. You can't help being fond of them, but they're ghastly. And so I think that Hester Frumke falls exactly into that same category.
Oh, she is so good. What I love about this dynamic is there are scenes where there is Wednesday, Mortricia, and Grandmama, and the three of you on screen together, obviously Jenna and Catherine and yourself, it's just so good.
It's magic, isn't it? And it's actually cleverly cast because Catherine really could be my daughter, Jenna really could be my granddaughter. And so the age thing is right, spot on. It's not like those ghastly things like Anne Bancroft, who was only 3 years older than Dustin Hoffman, had to play his seducer, you know?
Yes.
You know, so it's not like that. This is real. And there's something wonderful about Catherine, who I adore anyway, and I know her work. Jenna's work I didn't really know. And just to find this gem.
She is, isn't she?
This jewel, you know, and to catch her now, because she's obviously going to storm the world. But I hope she won't tramp on my head. Anyway, we'll have series three to go, and we will see what that brings. But
exactly.
Do you know, Dave, it's been such fun to do this show. It really has.
Oh, that's so good to hear, because it comes across on screen, but you'd wonder, you know, but it's a Tim Burton set. I mean, they've got to be a wild place, right?
They're wild. And it's not all silly fun and games, because, of course, all filming is pretty accurate stuff. But with the cast, we love and respect each other. We don't hang out as much as we ought to because, A,
sure,
we're all having our hair done or wigs fixed or putting on different costumes and dashing from one set to another and shooting things out of sequence. So you don't often get to see it. For instance, on screen, I've never met on screen Uncle Fester. Isn't that strange? So to meet Fred for the first time was quite sort of spooky because we're in the show. Do you know what I mean? We're in the show together.
A man who requires much more makeup than you, John Lumley, I'll tell you that much. I know you want to distance yourself from this typecasting of this wicked stepmother thing, but do you think there's any Joanna in Grandmama Frump or vice versa? Have you taken any of her personality quirks and introduced them to your real life?
I think when you act, Dave, you've got this physiognomy. You are in this body with this voice.
It.
So although I put on an American accent, she's got, this is me. Even though you dress it up, she's me. So, of course, parts of me leach into her. And as an actor, you become, as it were, an advocate for the character. So no matter how evil, and seriously, even if you're playing a murderer, you are the person, and therefore you are an advocate for that character.
Of course.
So you see nothing wrong in yourself. So Hester Frump sees nothing wrong in anything she does. She doesn't care about killing people or having people killed or living off death or anything like this or holding revenge or thinking of spiteful things. She finds that completely normal because it's her. So you begin to kind of go into that. So can I just say this? There's not much of me in Hester Frump.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm also glad you're not going to take much of her attitude to those kind of things into your life. That wouldn't
not
be good
a lot.
Either.
No. Might take her hairdresser.
Yes. Oh, fabulous.
Because
as yours is always,
makeup.
I have to
Actually,
say.
I have my own perfect hairdresser. But that wig boy who came over from Rome to do this.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What a man to have
Netflix,
in your locker.
Netflix, darling, cuts no corners. It's
excellent.
The business.
So there's probably more Patsy and Joanna than there is Grandmama Frump.
Yes, well, Patsy, quite a lot of bits of Patsy. I mean, her character not, but what she did was based on, she'd been a model, she'd known rock and roll stars, you know, so that was real. But Grandmama Frump is a complete figment of the imagination. She didn't even exist in the original Addams Family stories.
Yeah.
So she's brand new. And so with that, it's divine.
You get
You're
to play.
Creating something brand new.
And how good is it? Look, you've led plenty of women-led shows before, but even now in 2025 that we have this many women, whether it's Jenna, yourself, Catherine, Emma, Joy, Tandy, Gwen in the last series, it's so women-focused, this show, isn't it?
It's interesting. I never think of it like that. And I never really thought of Ab Fab as women heavy.
Because
you just see them as characters.
Yeah.
And in real life, I've realised I don't think, this is where I'm ill and obviously have to be taken off. I've got my doctor standing right here. I don't see people as men or women. Do you know what I mean? I see them as people. Just see people as people. So none of that really troubles me. And I never think, gosh, we've got five women here or anything. It doesn't really strike me as that. I just see the characters.
That's probably a better way to look at it, to be honest. Ireland is the backdrop of this Wednesday 2 series. Like, what is Ireland like for you to shoot in? Because we know it's close to your heart. You've been here so many times. But what's it like to come and make a show like this here?
Magic. Because I'd shot in the Ardmore Studios before. To tell you the truth, I'd never heard of Ashford. And I think probably because it was mainly caught up doing things like Vikings and so on.
Yes.
And you didn't really go there because you weren't ever going to shoot there. Because I've made movies in Ireland, but also commercials I've gone over that do never worked there. So to find this new old set...
Yeah.
This new old studio with bits, fragments, which, of course, Tim's brilliance. You go, we could use that. We could use that. We could involve that and make that part of Nevermore. I love that. I think that was fantastic. It was thrilling also to work, again, with some members of crews that I'd worked with before who would come up and go, do you remember? Do you remember? You know, Ella Enchanted. And I go, my God. They say, do you remember Sweeney Todd? And I go, my God, what were you... And so we can reminisce a little bit of that. Love it. Some of the crew in Ireland still smoke cigarettes. So I stand with them and smoke cigarettes. It's banned
everywhere else in the world. You won't get it anywhere else. And have you a favourite spot in Ireland? Because you have spent so much time here. Is there somewhere you just kind of go, oh, if I could only get back to...
If I could only get back to Ireland, that's all I
could say. To a certain spot in Ireland.
It's so bland. I would just go, just push me, shunt my coracle onto the shores, and I'm on Ireland, and then I'm away. I'm as happy as a lark. It doesn't matter where you take me. I love it. North and South, I just adore it. I just adore it. I've got to say that Sleeve League captured my heart.
Oh,
right
yes.
Right up, oh, my God, up in Donegal. I loved that pretty much.
That's a
but
good
I love,
shout.
Oh, I love Tipperary. I love the South. I love Wicklow. I love Thing. I love something. I want to go to Wexford again. I've got friends in Cork and Kerry Mountains. I can sing. Do you want me to break into some Irish songs here? Oh, listen, Dave. Oh, listen.
Go on.
Although we might be out of time here, I'm telling you something terribly important about Dublin.
Please.
This has nothing to do with our show.
Okay.
When we were filming there and I was walking around Dublin, they've got the statue of Molly Malone.
Yes.
Do you know why it is all wrong? If you listen to the song, she was a little beautiful but thin, undernourished, ill Irish girl who worked in the fish. She was a fishmonger's
fishmonger,
daughter,
yeah, wandering
and
around.
And she pushed her little wheelbarrow and she got really ill and she died of a fever. What is this brazen hussy doing with her dress all down to here and the big tits out? The statue's wrong. Dave, please, I'm trying to beg everybody in any influence, which you have obviously most influence at all in,
huge
get
influence.
The statue changed. Because everybody's saying, oh, what can we do? People are touching her breasts. And you go, she should be in a little cloak.
A
white Irish face with great dark eyes. She captured the singer's heart.
We will begin the campaign immediately,
please,
Joanna.
Please start it now.
We will, for sure. And thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on Wednesday too. You're an angel. It's great to talk to you.
Bless you, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.